Time once again to check in on news from the north with Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Vaughn, good afternoon.
Hello, Ross.
Some
it's
good
been
news.
Years since you and I
it's
talked.
It's been quite a while, and it's a pleasure to be speaking directly with you again. So it turns out in the other Washington, they may have done something right, at least for the time being. It looks as though the Senate's going to vote on a resolution of the debt crisis. The House is going to put it to a vote. It's expected to pass by tonight. I know that there have been concerns in other nations around the world, including Canada, particularly Canada as our biggest trading partner. But aside from the anxiety, has there been any kind of concrete results of this rippling up to the Canada over the next few days?
Just check the electronic front pages of our two national newspapers. The Globe and Mail in Toronto says markets surge as Washington reaches debt deal. So the markets are already taking notice of this here and elsewhere. And the National Post newspaper says markets soar. So one of got them soaring, the other one surging. I think that pretty much tells you the reaction, which is, you know, our finance minister, Jim Flaherty, said last week he was confident. I'm not sure as many Americans were as confident as he was that the deal would be done, but the markets are reacting accordingly.
It's been interesting to see the international reaction, Vaughn. A lot of other countries going, kind of smugly going, well, we're not as messed up as you are when it comes to like the entire government shutting down. Surely nothing like this has ever happened in Canada.
Well, if it happens here, I mean, we do get showdowns in our parliaments from time to time and a deadlock and they won't pass the budget, but the mechanism we have is that they go straight to an election. So there's no fooling around. You go straight to the wrath of the voters. 28 days later, you're facing the electorate, and they might take it out on you. So usually, when we get to that point, they work out a deal because they don't want to go to an election. Once in a while, they don't, and we have an election.
Well, we shall see what the situation is here, that we may just be putting this off till next year.
And some of the coverage here, I have to tell you, is you know, you were talking about how Our finance minister last week said, oh, they'll work it out. They'll work it out. There does tend to be a bit of a view up here that what goes on is a little like the WWF, you know, that they're kind of kidding. Maybe they're not, but that a lot of this stuff is just showing and posturing, and they'll usually work it out at the end, and once again, they have.
You mentioned the positive sign that the markets are showing to this possible breakthrough, and one of the things that was interesting leading up to today with all that tension is that the markets did not seem to be signaling that they were particularly worried about it. And I wonder if that's also true in Canada. Were the markets fairly placid, or were they signaling that this was going to be a big problem?
Well, I mean, you could find no lack of comments from people saying if they don't work it out, this could be really bad. But I think that coupled with that was a feeling that however much posturing went on, Americans would see that as well and wouldn't, you know, go over the brink. They might skirt along the edges of it. They might miss the deadline by a few hours. I mean, I suppose they may still do that, right? It's not 100% a done deal, but it looks as if it is. And, I think there's a general feeling that, it was Brink's personship, as we say in this modern age, but that it was not actually going to go over the brink.
Canadians are rightly proud of their own Alice Munro winning the Nobel Prize for Literature. That was announced this week. But you were telling us, contrary to some of what's been reported, she's not the first Canadian-born writer to win the prize.
The first Canadian-born writer to win the Nobel Prize in Literature is Saul Bellow, who was born in Montreal, but he moved to the United States when he was 9 years old, so I don't think we could say that his literary formative years were here. And that's true of some of the other Canadians who've won some of the science prizes and economic prizes, is that they were born here, but they did their work in the United States. So Munro is really the first Canadian to win the literature prize, and the reaction up here has just been fabulous. And in fact, I would say in the English-speaking world, right around the world, and even the Swedish-speaking world, she seems to have been one of the most popular choices.
There are honored writers, but then there are writers who are not necessarily the best read writers. Do you think most Canadians are familiar with her work, or might they be going to bookstores this week to find the latest Alice Munro book to learn about her?
Both true. And here in Victoria, there is a shrine to Alice Munro because 50 years ago, Alice Munro and her then-husband, Jim Munro, started a bookstore in Victoria called Munro's Books. And if you've been to Victoria, it's on Government Street, right downtown, in an old bank building. Recently celebrated its 50th birthday, 50th anniversary. The Munros separated some years ago, 40 years ago, but they're still friends. And the bookstore, of course, became ground zero for the celebrations last week when Alice won the prize. Alice was all, as it happens, she was in Victoria last week. Her children are here, her daughters, and she was visiting them. So it was Alice, really Alice Munro Day here in Victoria last week.
And I understand Jim Munro, her ex-husband who still runs the bookstore, got a reporter phone call asking to speak to her about winning the Nobel Prize.
He got a phone call. Okay, so look, I mean, with Nobels, right, if you know you're on the short list, if you're science or economics or writer, you know, you kind of stay by the phone this time of year, waiting for the call from Stockholm because it comes early in the morning if you're in North America. Well, in the case of Alice Munro, the Swedish Royal Academy telephoned her at her home in Clinton, Ontario, where she lives, the famous small town that's in so many of her stories, and she wasn't home. They had to leave a message, right? Munro is in Victoria, and she kind of knows she's on the short list, but she's kind of hasn't paid that much attention to it, and so her daughter breaks the news to her, and then she gets a phone call from the Canadian press and talks to them on the phone. But in the middle of all this, somebody phones her husband, Jim Munro, here in Victoria. Now, as I say, the couple have been separated for about 40 years, but he says he gets to say Alice doesn't live here anymore.
Apparently his stock answer. He's been pulling that out a lot, even though she hasn't been around for a while. Vaughn, I know there's concern about in Canada about cultural imperialism pushing northward. Now there's also concern about American flying squirrels.
Your squirrels.
Pushing into Canada? What's this
all
about?
Your squirrels are invading the territory of our flying squirrels. The northern flying squirrel mostly lives in Canada. The southern flying squirrel lives in the United States. But the southerners, more aggressive, smaller, more nimble, have been invading the territory of the fluffier, more docile, and larger Canadian northern flying squirrels. And the Americans find it cold up here, so they've been cuddling up to the northern flying squirrels.
What?
And as a result, we now have a hybrid squirrel, which is half northern, half southern. They were thought. Researchers really weren't sure if the two of them could have offspring, but they appear to have figured that out fairly quickly. And there's a huge argument erupted over what to call them. I mean the offspring.
And any nominations?
Well, there's the central flying squirrel, which is a nice sort of neutral term. There's a bunch of Latin terms which I couldn't begin to pronounce. The Canadians at the moment are leaning toward the North American hybrid flying squirrel. Which
that's a mouthful.
I think a bit of a one.
I think they got around that one up.
Yeah.
Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Thank you so much for joining us once again, Vaughn.
We'll talk again next week. Bye, Ron.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW.